It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. A New Mexico environmental official and others are calling for a national drinking water standard for so-called forever chemicals, or PFAS, to address contamination around the country. New Mexico Environment Secretary Jim Kinney was among those who testified before a congressional committee on Wednesday. The state is working to determine the extent of contamination of the chemicals at Cannon and Holloman Air Force bases. An increase in people visiting public lands during the pandemic led to gridlock in some locations, according to the U.S. Forest Service. More from the New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown.
At the height of the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, Americans hit the road, with the U.S. Forest Service reporting an increase of 19 million visitors last summer over 2019 numbers. Maureen Brooks is a wildfire prevention officer with the Forest Service and expects an equal number of people will want to get out and enjoy public lands this year. She says a list of tips has been created for those planning summer vacations in the forest.
It's important for folks this year, as they're planning their summer vacations, to plan ahead. Know before you go is something we like to mention to people. Have some alternative plans should there be some closures or restrictions.
Brooks says recommended tips and resources for a safe summer experience can be found at beoutdoorsafe.org. In 2020, the western United States experienced a series of major wildfires, and Brooks is especially concerned that visitors to public lands practice fire safety. Due to severe drought, New Mexico's first major wildfire this year ignited in April near a campground where visitors hiked to view prehistoric petroglyphs. Brooks reminds visitors to the outdoors that 9 out of 10 wildfires are typically preventable.
In our country, nationwide, about 87% of wildfires are human caused, from different things like campfires, debris burning, and that sort of thing.
Brooks says campers should investigate the best time to visit their favorite public parks and trails, check for camping and fire restrictions, and have the proper equipment to extinguish a campfire. She also reminds those hauling campers or trailers to make sure they're properly attached and not creating sparks that could start a fire. For New Mexico News Connection, I'm Roz Brown.
Should athletes be required to attend press conferences? It's a question that has a lot of people talking, including commentator Walt Rubel.
There's a great scene in the movie Bull Durham where Crash Davis, the veteran catcher, teaches hotshot pitching prospect Nuke LaRouche how to talk to the media. "We've got to play them one game at a time. I'm just happy to be here and hope I can help the ball club. I just want to give it my best shot, and the good Lord willing, things will work out." As a former sports writer, I thought director Ron Shelton gave it 110% in capturing the typical locker room exchanges. Players and coaches lean on cliches because they're safe. When I heard that tennis player Naomi Osaka had withdrawn from the French Open rather than participate in the required post-match press conference, my first thought was I wish I could introduce her to the fictional Mr. Davis. Or the non-fictional Marshawn Lynch, a running back for the Seattle Seahawks in 2015, who answered every question posed to him at the Super Bowl media day with the explanation, "I'm just here so I won't get fined." Then I realized my solution would have satisfied me, the tennis fan, but it wouldn't have satisfied the young woman. Osaka is the daughter of a Haitian father and Japanese mother. As a young woman of color, she carries a burden to use her platform in a way that the fictional young Mr. LaRouche did not. For much of the past century, athletes have been about the only African Americans able to get the attention of white America. The grace and dignity of Jesse Owens and Jackie Robinson would give way to the more strident voices of Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown as our nation slowly turned toward a greater equality. Each step along the way, sports were ahead of the rest of society. In tennis, Althea Gibson and Arthur Ashe both won championships held at clubs where neither would have been eligible for membership. In explaining her decision to withdraw from the French Open, Osaka said she gets huge waves of anxiety every time she has to speak to the media. It may seem strange that somebody could keep their cool on center court with 20,000 fans watching and pressure riding on every stroke, then wilt in front of 20 reporters. But it really isn't that unusual. Fear of public speaking, or glossophobia, is a common form of stress. sometimes leading to panic. But it's a fear that Osaka must learn to overcome. It's not unreasonable for professional sports leagues or tournaments to require athletes to help promote the sport by dealing with the media. Osaka often wears face masks while entering or leaving the courts, bearing the names of Black Americans who were killed at the hands of police. She clearly has a message she wants to deliver. Public speaking is a learned skill, just like an overhead smash or a backhand volley, and we get better with practice. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.